Tell somebody beside you, you're so glad to have them beside you as a guest. Amen. Amen. Well, it's a joy to be with you tonight. I've been looking forward to it. I thoroughly enjoyed this morning's service. It was really a joy. Amen. I would like all the ministers to stand, if you would. If you would, just stand, all our ministers. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes. Amen. Let's look around and see these faces and keep the men and women of God in prayer. I tell you, if you're in ministry, you do need prayer. We appreciate every one of them for what they're doing in our lives. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And each one of them add a little to my life, I can tell you that. Yes. I thank the Lord for the people the Lord has put in my life. Through the years, the Lord has had people, Brother Lewis, Brother Jim, I used to hear him on the radio all the time, you know, and many other people. They're a part of your life. They've become part of you and part of your life. And they touch your life in many ways they'll never understand. Their prayers, their testimony. It touches your life. I go all the way back in my early days of ministry. Going through them hard spots. Hard spots. I'm talking about hard spots, bro. Real hard. Devil doing everything he could to keep you out of ministry. But the Lord always had a man of God or a woman of God placed in the right time, in the right space. Give you that just that little bit of encouragement. It wasn't everything you needed because they didn't know it themselves. But they knew just a little more than I did. And I'd take and eat it, just meditate on it. Just meditate on it, put it in me. Then the Lord would take me to somebody else. They'd put a little more in me. And I'd eat it and fill myself up with it, meditate on it. Then somebody else, and then somebody else, and then somebody else, you know. And I've had a few angel visitations that helped along the line. Had Jesus appearing to me 5 times and talk to me. That helped me. You understand, we need help coming from people, coming from the supernatural, coming from the Word of God, coming from the Holy Spirit. Yes. You know why? This is a hostile world we live in. That's right. Yes. This is a hostile world, especially in these last days. Yes. Satan is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he has more ways to do it today than he ever has. But thank God for Jesus. I can tell you that. Thank God for Jesus. He is the strength of our life. He's my strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. Now I'm going to minister in a minute, but I want to just wait a minute. And I always like to wait. I felt a wave of an anointing go over me while I go. And when I sense that in the spirit, usually I see things or know things supernaturally. You know, I don't do miracles. The Lord does. I just yield my spirit to His Spirit. But I always like to wait on the Holy Spirit. You know, it's He that doeth the works. And we just flow with Him and whatever He wants. I had someone recently to come to me. They were praying. We were in a service recently. This has been just recently now, just a few months ago. They were scheduled to have an operation in their stomach. They were going to cut out. They had some kind of stomach disease. It would cut out a big portion of our stomach. Just a simple prayer of faith. They didn't have to have it cut out. Went back to the doctor, and the doctor looked in there, and he took another x-ray, and said, well, for some reason, it's gone. We know the reason. I had a man that recently tell me he was in his 80s. We were in service with him a few months back. He come up for prostate cancer. He was in his 80s. And he had prostate cancer. Doctors had done seen it. We prayed a simple prayer of faith over him. Went back, and it had disappeared. Well, oh, God, it disappeared. The doctors looked at it and said, man, what happened here? You don't need an operation. God intervened. You know, I do believe in doctors, and doctors do a wonderful thing. But thank God if you don't have to go through the operation. Thank God if you don't have to do these things. There are times people do, and they should, and the Lord's leading them to do it, and you should. I've had plenty of visions that I've seen people go to doctors, and I've seen people laying on the operation table, and we'd pray that the wisdom of God would flow through those doctors to help repair what needs to be repaired. So we do believe in that, but I believe in the supernatural. Yes. I've always believed in it. When I got first born again, even when I was in the church, they tried to tell me the miracles are done away with. But some reason I couldn't buy that. There was a hunger in my heart. I just don't believe that. When I read the Bible, I just can't see that at all. And they'd all try to talk me out of it, but I kept listening to my spirit, and just it talked me right into it. And I'm glad he did, too. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jenny, get up and say something. Sitting over there, resting. Over there, resting. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. So you just don't know how important your testimony is. It may not seem much to you sometimes when you speak a little word to somebody. But, brother, if you're going through some trial or test, that little word you speak to them makes all the world of difference in their lives. All the world of difference. Thank you, Jesus. I've had people to speak just three little words to me. You're going to make it.
Amen.
Man, that's what I needed right there. I said, wasn't a great revelation, just a good encouraging word, you know. It's the simple things. Amen. Well, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 12. And then I'm going to read verse 33, 34, and 35. And tonight I want to minister on the deposits of the heart. It's important to understand that willpower will only carry you so far. But Jesus has spiritual laws, and it's called the deposit of the heart. And it's one of the most powerful things you'll ever learn about the kingdom of God. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 33, I'm going to pray for a read. Our Father, we are so grateful, Lord, for the men, the women of God in this church, and for the lay people and the lay members of this ministry. We thank you, Lord, and the blessings of God be upon their life and upon their households, upon their families, Lord, and upon everything they do. Lord, we thank you for the mercies and the graces of God that go before us and surround us and protects us. And Lord, we're so grateful for it. We are so grateful for the protection, Lord, you give to us and our loved ones. Now, Father, I pray if anyone needs to hear from you or need a miracle tonight, that, Lord, you'd speak to them, whether by the inward witness or through their spoken word or through some other way. We'll give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And thank you, Pastor, for inviting us to come and minister for you. Now, look, he made me a bigger man than I was when I come this morning. He carried me out and he fed me. I'm telling you, he fed me and fed me. When I got up, I was full. I said, I'm full. So thank you for it. But we had a wonderful time of fellowshipping together. Matthew 12:33 said this, either make the tree good and its fruits good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruits corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. Now he stopped talking about trees, and then verse 34 he started talking about men. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasures of the heart bring forth good things, and out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. You see, out of the heart, he's saying, out of the heart the mouth will speak. He's talking about a deposit, a spiritual deposit. You know, there are all truths parallel, whether it's natural laws and spiritual laws, but they parallel. You see, a tree, depending on what it takes in, is depending on what kind of fruit it produces. If it gets the right minerals, the right rain, and it's got the right soil, it'll produce the right fruit. But if the water's polluted, if the land is polluted, it'll produce bad fruit. He said a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. And then he went on and said a bad person or an evil person cannot produce good fruit. They cannot do it. But he said, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart produce good things. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So that's what I want to minister on, the deposits of the heart. People don't understand how important it is to put the right deposits in your spirit. It's so important. You know, if you look in the Psalms, the psalmist David said, "The Lord is the strength of my life. He is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear, or what shall I fear?" You see, that is a deposit he was putting in his heart. That's what separated David from the other men. David had the anointing on him in a special way, and he understood spiritual laws and spiritual flow of God like no other man in the Old Testament, other than maybe the prophets. But he understood that anointing. He understood how the anointing flowed. He said, "The Lord is the strength of my life." Now let me say this. See, I can say this. "The Lord is the strength of my life." Now that seems small. But if I say it again, "The Lord is the strength of my life." See, I've made a spiritual deposit into my spirit. And then if I say it like this, "The Lord is the strength of my life." See, I'm putting more into it. See, I'm putting another spiritual deposit in my life. "The Lord is the strength of my life." See, I put a stronger deposit in my spirit. The Lord God Almighty, the Lord God Almighty is the strength of my life. He is the strength of me. You see, I put a stronger deposit into my spirit. You know, Jesus talked about a mustard seed faith. He said it's so small, just a little seed, but when it grows. He said it grows big and strong, and the birds are able to light in the tree and stand on the tree and stand in the tree and make nest in the tree. Why? Because that little seed become great and strong. It grew up. And see, and that's what I'm talking about, a spiritual deposit. You see, a lot of people are trying to defeat their circumstances and win their victories through their mental realm, through their emotional realm, or through just the action realm. But in reality, you win your victory through spiritual deposit you put in your heart. You see, faith comes by hearing. And what I hear myself say, and what I keep hearing, and what I keep hearing, and what I keep saying, puts that deposit, and that's what grows. He said it's that deposit you put in your heart, whether it's good or whether it's evil. It's the deposit you put in your heart. Now, the NIV version says this: "A man brings out good things or evil things stored up in his heart." See, we're depositing things in our hearts day after day. Every day, whether you realize it or not, you are depositing things in your heart. James Moffat's translation says this: "For the mouth utters what the heart is full of." What the heart's full of, the mouth utters. See, it can't help from it because it's full of it. The New American Bible says this: "From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks." You see, what we have stored in our heart, what we store, whether it's evil, whether it's good, whether it's positive, whether it's negative, the mouth speaks. And when it becomes an abundance, it speaks, and it can't help from speaking. You ever heard, done something, you said to yourself, "Well, I have more wisdom than that." Well, evidently you had something in there that was stronger than your wisdom, or it wouldn't have come out, right? Because Jesus said, "Only from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." I've done that many a times. I thought, "Man, I got more wisdom than that," but evidently I didn't. I had more of the stupidity than I did wisdom, because it flowed out. But that's good if you recognize that, because you can start changing that. And you can say to yourself, "Now listen, I don't want that in my life. I don't like that, so I'm going to start." So what you got to do, it's not through willpower, even though willpower is a good thing and it's part of your life. It's through deposit power. I start saying, I'm not doing that. I'm not like that. The love of God is flowing in my spirit. The joy of the Lord's in my spirit. Peace of God's in my spirit. The fruits of the Spirit operating through me. Patience, kindness. The reason I know that, because way back about 40 years ago, I would sit there and read that out of Galatians, about the fruits of the Spirit. I didn't know these spiritual laws at the time. But the Lord showed me through the Spirit to do that. And every day I'd sit there, because I had a bad temper. My wife would tell you, when I got married, oh boy, what did I have a temper. I hadn't been born again long, and it takes a while to change about 19 years of not living right, And boy, I was fighting a battle. And boy, I'm telling you, I was fighting a battle, boy. The devil was trying to keep me, and the Lord was trying to keep me. So they were fighting for me. Thank God the Lord won. Amen. I mean, the devil was fighting hard. He didn't want to lose one of his prized possessions. You know, I mean, I had a temper, boy. I'd fight in a minute, throw balls at you, cuss at you. It didn't matter. I didn't care if they beat me up. I was going to get my point across. Stupid. When you're stupid, you're stupid. Stupid is as stupid does. I believe I heard that somewhere. I won't quote the author. But one day, I remember, I was battling it hard, and the Spirit of the Lord came on, and I saw Galatians chapter 5, verse 21, 22, around there. He said, but you've got a new fruit in you. You've got a new spirit. And this is what's in your spirit, and you needed to get it to come up. I said, well, Lord, how do you get it to come up? He said, by meditating, by speaking, and by hearing it. So I'd read it over. Love is flowing through my spirit. Joy is flowing through my spirit. Kindness flowing through my spirit. But for it was a while, it didn't look like it was working. I can tell you that. But I kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it. And every day I'd read it. I'd read it 3 or 4 times a day. I'd put the Bible beside me. If I was driving in the car, stop at the stop line, I'd read it over. Love is flowing through my spirit. Patience is flowing through my spirit. Oh, I'm so patient and kind. I'm so kind and patient. Oh, the love of God is flowing through me. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new creature. And see, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was depositing into my spirit. And as I kept depositing week after week, month after month, it didn't work real quickly. It started, and I didn't get in as many fights for a while, you know, but I was still battling, you know. But all of a sudden, boy, it started taking root. You know why? Because it started becoming abundance. It started getting into me in abundance. It started moving. You see, what from the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak and it'll control your life. And James says, he says that if a man can control his tongue, he can control his whole body. He can control his whole body. You don't control your body through your thinking, even though that's a part of your life. You control your body through the deposits you put in your spirit and by your tongue. And your tongue is what deposits the right spiritual things into your spirit. And that controls your body. And that's how I got control over my temper. Because I grew up in a home where my daddy was an alcoholic, a violent alcoholic, a demon-possessed alcoholic. And I learned his ways. And I had all kinds of demons in me and on me and everywhere around. I didn't carry the angels with me. I carried demons with me when I was growing up. That's true. I mean, I was angry, bitter at the whole world, you know. You know, you grew up in a household like that, and you learn that stuff. But when I got born again at 19 and a half years of age, brother, I said, I found a new way of living. Amen. And brother, but you still have that spiritual fight until you get those. You got to change that deposit in your heart. I was a new creature in Christ, but I had to change that thinking. I had to change that mindset that was controlling my mind. My spirit wanted to do the right thing, but my mind was so strong and so set in its ways, I had to change my thinking, you see. And you do it through speaking, by talking, by meditating on it. But anyway, I'll quit confessing my sins and we'll get you to stand up and confess yours. Look, we'll get Lewis first over there. We'll get Lewis. But he says, when the heart is full, the mouth speaks. You know, I heard Kenneth Hagin give this testimony. He said when he was laying on the sick bed, he was so sick, you know, he was paralyzed from his waist down. And he had blood problems, heart problems, and he would go blind during the day. Like he couldn't see. He'd go blind and he couldn't see only for about sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes an hour a day. Maybe a couple hours, and then it'd go dark again. And he said he could see big shadows, but he couldn't see you to recognize you or know who you were. So real quickly, he said he would read the Word of God real quick. He said, and he focused in on Mark 11, 23 and 24. He said somehow his spirit let him know the answers in those two verses. He didn't understand it. He'd never heard it before. He'd never heard anybody preach about it or own it. And he said right before he would go blind, his vision would go. He'd read those scriptures and keep reading them and meditating on them. And then when his sight would leave, he would mutter them to himself. And then he'd mutter them to himself. Mark 11, 23 says, whosoever shall say this mountain be removed, yes, since he shall have whatsoever he saith. And he'd keep on and on. And he said, now listen, he said, and he must have quoted these scriptures 10,000 times and muttered them to himself within like a 7 to 8 year month period. And then he got healed and got raised up off the sick bed. You understand? You see what he did? What did he do? He didn't know it. He didn't know what he was doing, but he stumbled into a spiritual law. The Holy Spirit led him into it unconsciously, and he started making a deposit by muttering. Mark 11:23, and then all of a sudden, faith comes by hearing. He heard it so much it come alive, and he understood how Mark 11:23 works, and he said, "I believe that I received my healing," according to Mark 11:24. And he said it out loud. He said, "I believe that I'm healed," even though he was just as sick as he was. Yep. And you know what happened? Yep. It manifested. He came off that bed. You see, the deposit of the heart. The deposit of the heart. And because he kept depositing that unconsciously, he didn't know what he was doing, it produced faith. It produced a miracle in his life. And so it's not some great revelation we need. It's just a matter of taking time to put the right deposits in our life and spend enough time putting the right deposits in our life. You know, a lot of times before I try to solve a problem, you know what I do? I spend a lot of times depositing faith into my own heart and thinking and say, "This thing's worked out. By faith, this has worked out. I don't know how it's worked out, but I know it's worked out. I don't know how the Lord's worked it out, but I know it's worked out." And devil, I tell you and I tell everybody involved in it, this thing, this problem, this circumstance is worked out. And I'll keep saying that and keep talking that and keep saying that and keep talking that. Then all of a sudden I feel a quickening in my spirit and we'll go work it right out. You see, what you're doing, you're making the Lord the strength of your life. You're taking that deposit from heaven and putting it in your heart. And that deposit makes you strong. It's not how what you look like. It's not how, you know, your education. It's drawing faith from God. And faith from God produces miracles. Jesus said, "With men it's impossible," talking, you know, in the scriptures, he told them, "but not with God. All things are possible with God." Well, I'm with God. God's with me. I have God, and God's with me. I'm never without God. God is always in my life. Everywhere I go, God is with me, in me. He's going with me everywhere. So nothing is impossible to him who believes. But sometime to get your believer on a higher level, you've got to make some more deposits. You got to change your thinking. You got to change your mind concept. Because if your mind has got, if it's got something wrapped around it and telling you that you're not going to make it, or you just ain't going to be able to pay your bills, or you're not going to regain your health, you're going to have to redeposit and keep depositing until faith comes alive in your heart and overpowers that. And it can. And it will. I remember years ago, you know, I had somebody come to me, and this way, it was of the Lord when he said it. He said, "I saw," this has been years ago now, 25 years ago probably. He said, "I saw your ministry fall completely down. I saw it in the spirit." I said, "Well, when it comes, the Lord will still be with me, because the Lord is the strength of my life." You see, my ministry, my life is built on him, not on what I do or accomplish. And it happened, boy, it just all of a sudden just almost collapsed. I mean, like I had nowhere to go, nowhere to go, you know, nothing. But you know what I said? I'm going forward. I'm going forward. Not going backwards. I'm going forward. 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 That's all I said. I'm going forward. Devil come up, "Where are you going?" "I'm going forward. That's where I'm going." "You're going where?" "Forward. I'm going forward. I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward." You know, God's able to create a miracle. He can get water out of a rock. Listen, he can get water out of a rock. In other words, what it means, you can be in a desert place, a dry place, when nothing's going right, and God can produce a miracle for you. You know, if you look at the woman with the issue of blood, her whole world was falling apart. Financially, health-wise, the Bible says she was growing worse. She had nothing to live for. But she said, but if I but touch him, I shall be made whole. If I but touch him, I shall be made whole. If I but touch him, I shall be made whole. If I but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Where are you going, old lady? I'm going to touch his garment. What you going for? Because I'm going to be made whole when I touch his garment. Amen. You know what she was doing? Putting a spiritual deposit into her heart. And that spiritual deposit overcome the sickness and the defeat and all the things she was going through. It overcome every bit of that. Listen, when you're sick, I've had the flu, boy, and I didn't even want to breathe, much less get out of bed. Just felt so bad. So you can imagine if she, you know, had to go find Jesus and you don't know where he's really at. You heard he was 20 miles down the road. If you're sick, you out walking, you can't, look, she couldn't afford a donkey. She didn't have a donkey. She didn't have no money, couldn't buy a taxi. When you're poor, people don't pay you any attention at all. I can tell you that right now. They don't pay you any attention. You know, when you have a little money, they still don't pay you any attention. You know who to pay attention to? People with loaded. You know who's got the money at the top? Who do they talk about all the time? People at the top. They don't talk about us. They're talking about the people at the top because they got all the money. But she said, I'm going to find Jesus. When I touch him, I'll be made whole. I'm going to go find Jesus. When I touch him, I'll make it whole. When I find Jesus, I'll touch him, make it whole. When I find him, I'll find Jesus, I'll make it whole. When I find Jesus, if I touch him, I'll be made whole.
All right.
But you know what? That deposit got into her heart. Got into her heart. And when she got there, the throng, the Bible said that people just wanting, everybody needing a miracle, just all around Jesus, you know. But that deposit was strong enough that she pushed through that crowd and went over and touched Jesus. Spiritual power is stronger than physical power.
Amen.
That's the reason that Samson was so strong. He could just lift everything when that anointing would come on him. And well, I always wanted to be Samson when I was little growing up. Oh, man, I'd love that. I'd just beat everybody up. Now I know why I didn't get that anointing. I know why he didn't make me Samson. Put me in jail, I'd got myself out. See, we're storing things all the time. We're depositing things in our heart all the time, every day. So you need to watch what you're depositing in your heart, because it's stored there. You ain't just speaking words. You're storing words in your heart all the time. Now, let me say this. You cannot go rob a bank until you put certain deposits in your spirit. You cannot go commit suicide until you put certain deposits in your spirit. Did you know that? Because your spirit will try to keep you from doing it. Your spirit will try to keep you from robbing a bank. Your spirit will fight tooth and nail to keep you from committing suicide. But you know what happens? People get full of sorrow. They go through all kinds of trials and all kinds of tests. And then they fill their life up with sorrows. And then that's all they talk about. That's all they see. That's all they think about. My problems, my life, my sorrow, nothing's going right. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Well, that's all they talk about. That's all they think about day after day. You know what they're doing? They're putting a spiritual deposit in their heart. They don't know it, but they're doing it. And that spiritual deposit, after a while, it gets full. And when it gets full, they're able to do what they were thinking about doing. And they couldn't do it before then because their spirit would work against them from doing it. You see, the same way rob a bank. You don't just go rob a bank. You think about it. You talk about it. You keep meditating. You go to your friends. You say, Robert, I know where we make some extra money. And you do? Say you do.
I do.
No, say you do.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I do. I know where we can make some extra money.
I'm not good at this, am I?
You're not good at this. We might have to put some more deposits in you. You're not a good robber. See? You're not a good robber. Okay, but anyway, I know where we can get a lot of money.
You do?
Yeah, down the road. There's a bank down the road.
Oh, big bank.
Big bank. Oh, yeah. Big bars. But we can get in it and get some money out of there.
You know how to.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll talk about it and talk about it and draw up a plan and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, and then we'll go out and do it. You see, because you can't do it until you fill your heart up with it, fill your mind up with it. And that's the reason people are depressed. You don't just get depressed. You talk yourself into it, or circumstances bring you to a place you instead of drawing from the Spirit of God and the presence of God, you start drawing from the sorrows of life and the woe is me, and it's happened to me, and it hurt me, and somebody done me wrong, and all this. You know, and we've all had this happen to us. And then, now look, a devil enters in, a demon, a ruler of darkness, and he comes in and helps bring that plan to pass. And then he suggests, yes, you are no good. Yes, nobody loves you. Yes, nobody cares for you. Yes, your life is not worth living. And then the next thing you know, you what to do, they come up and get on top of the building, and they said, you're right. Ah! Sploosh! And it's all over with. Then the undertaker, he has a job. He makes some extra money that day. Yeah, you know, I used to see an undertaker at the donut store every week, and he said, Brother Moore, he said, you got to pray for me. Brother Moore, I said, what do you want to pray about? I need some more business. I need some more business, Brother Moore. He said, I hate to ask you to do this, but would you pray and ask the Lord to give me more business? Well, I said, but now if I do that, it means people got to die. He said, well, I know that, but I need business. I got to pay my bills. So it is a business. He was serious, too. I said, well, I can't pray exactly that way. But I said, the Lord will meet your needs anyway. Amen. Circumstances, discouragements, disappointments puts pressure on us to try to get us that deposit to come into our hearts. Now the Lord said a tree or a man is known by its fruit. See, I know what's going on in my life by the words and the actions, the fruit that's coming out of my life. I know what's going on in me by what I'm saying, what I'm talking to myself, what I'm thinking. So I can judge my own life by the fruits that flow out of my spirit, my life. So I know whether I need to put some more in this area or put some more in this area by the way I'm thinking or the way I'm talking. So you need to look at the fruits that are coming out of your life. You know, if you're snappy, if you're ill, you know, if you're saying things to people you ought not to say, you understand that's fruits that are coming out. And see, that shows you need to redeposit, put some more deposit in your heart and overcome that with the spirit of love, you know, with the Word of God. See, Peter warns us to stay on the alert because the adversary is always trying to get into our lives. The devil's always trying to get us to take a load of cares. And you know, it's easy to do this day and age, to pick up a care just like that if you're not careful. And there are plenty of things that are trying to agitate and irritate us. And you know, all this mess going on, all this mess going on, you can pick up a care real quick, you know, but you got to be careful. I stay informed. I listen, you know, what's going on so I know how to, you know, pray and intercede and all that. But I'm careful not to get too, you know, let it. I don't want to listen too much because you don't want to, you know, put all that stuff in your spirit. And then you become so over-deposited in some area. Instead of preaching the gospel and helping people, all you're doing is going around ministering other things and talking about other things and politics and all the things in the world concerning the earth instead of doing preaching the gospel and preaching the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to be careful. You know, you got to hear the negative. You got to know what's going on so you'll know how to pray and intercede and all that. But at the same time, not spend so much time on this information that it affects you and takes your joy away and all this. I had to call a minister not long ago. And I told him, I said, you need to back off from hearing too much politics and political stuff. I said, it's taking your joy away from you. You know, because if you start feeding more on that, you know, naturally you're going to get a lot of negative stuff because it's a negative world out there. And he said, I'll do it. And then I was coming through town not long ago and we met him at the donut store. And I said, I'm going to test him. I'm going to test him. I'm going to see how much he's laid to the side. So we got to talking, you know, and we were sitting there talking. He was over there being real cool, you know, and just sitting over there real cool. So I threw a little out there, and then, boy, he took off with it. You know, boy, he was going at it. Boy, he just kept right on talking about that subject. I said, yeah, you've really backed off. You've really backed off. But he's a good man. He loves the Lord. But do you understand? You have to be careful. Not to put the wrong deposit in your life. Now I'm going to get ready to close. Have you ever, you know, now not maybe not now, but in your past, you know, something happened, you know, and you go around muttering all day and muttering yourself and muttering. And then all of a sudden you say out loud, I ain't taking this no more. I tell you right now, I ain't going to take this. There ain't nobody around you saying that. You say, why did you do that? Because you went around muttering all day and you filled your heart up with it and you started drawing from your own deposit. Do you know that? You started drawing from your own deposit. See, what you deposit in your heart and all day long, you see, you'll start drawing from that. Somebody does something to you and you sit around and think about it all day, you'll fill your heart up with it and then you'll start drawing from it. You see? Because it's a spiritual law. And Jesus said, he said, a good tree cannot produce good fruit. And then he said, an evil man cannot produce good fruit. He said, but a good man, out of the good deposits of his heart, will produce good things. And so if you want to produce good things, you've got to put good things in your life. It's the law of sowing and reaping. What a man sows is what he reaps. But the problem is we don't sow enough good seed sometimes. Proverbs says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. I have to protect myself. I have to protect my heart. I have to protect my life so that the Lord can use me and flow through me. I have to constantly protect myself and walk in love and make sure I'm walking in love and not letting anything that goes on affect me so that I can protect the anointing in my life. See, a man, Jesus went on to say it in Matthew 12:37, for by thy words you shall be justified and by your words you shall be condemned. So what you say, what you keep saying, what you keep talking keeps depositing in your own heart. It's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual concept, and it's also an earthly law. I had one of my neighbors, he had about 5 trees to die. See, something got in the soil, good healthy trees, and all 5 of them died around him. Just good strong trees, oak trees, real strong. But something underground got in the water system, polluted it and killed every one of his trees. You see, and if you're not careful, you can let spiritual pollution get in you and kill your joy, kill your victory, cause you to be depressed. And see, it's not some great revelation. It's just a matter of understanding the spiritual deposits of the heart and how we deposit things. Jesus said, be careful what you hear. What you hear. Be careful what you hear. You see, because it's through these spiritual ears that we start depositing things we hear. And I had somebody back years ago, they come up to me, I want to tell you what somebody said. I said, hold it, I don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it? I said, no, I don't want to hear it. I said, ain't going to do me no good to hear it. They feel the way they feel, I feel the way I feel. I ain't changing my opinion, they probably want theirs. So I don't need to hear it, right? Because I don't want to think ugly of them. Even though they are ugly. They were ugly. They were ugly people. Ugly. Let me tell you, I'll preach a sermon on how ugly they were. But that's just life. So don't let the uglies get hold of you. Ugly goes all the way to the bone. I can tell you that right now. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, let us pray. We'll go ahead and close it out here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to put the right deposits in our heart. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to put the right deposits in our heart. Now, I want to stop right here. I just saw something in the Spirit. It's important for me to put the right deposits in my wife and in my family and my kids. Now, does that mean we don't bring correction? No, it doesn't, but you do it the right way. But it's important to speak the right things and the right encouraging words to each other and talk the right encouraging things. Nobody's perfect. And nobody's going to live the way you want them to live. But, you know, we just pray they'll do the, you know, at least the basic minimum things the Lord wants them to do, you know. But make sure you're speaking the right deposit to people around you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God that changes our lives. That changes our lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. Plus, Lord, we thank you for the supernatural flow and move of the Spirit of God that changes our lives. We praise you for it. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Look, I was in Virginia back a few years ago, bound close to almost in Pennsylvania. And I saw a man that hadn't had a job for years. And I called him up to talk to him, to encourage him. I said, "Why can't you get a job or find a job?" He said, "Because I can't get a job. Nobody will hire me. There ain't nobody will hire me. Everybody turns me down." And I could tell the way he said that. He said it with conviction. You see, he doesn't realize it and understand it, but see, he got turned down so many times, he got so discouraged, and then that's all he could see, that's all he could think about, that nobody wanted him, nobody wanted to hire him, nobody would give him a job. And see, it become alive, those deposits got so strong in him, he believed that nobody would hire him. That's how important it is. So I talked to him, began to talk to him, and said, "You need to change what you're depositing in your heart. Because the Lord, He needs that basic level of faith to flow through. God needs just that basic level to flow through. He doesn't need great faith all the time. Sometimes, yes. But most of the time, just good, simple faith to flow through. That's all He needs." So he changed his confession. And it won't long, the pastor said, he got a job. See, a lot of times people don't understand, it's not even the devil that's keeping things out of your hands. He said, a tree cannot produce, look, or a man cannot produce good things with the wrong deposits in his heart. You know why? Because his faith is working against him. All the time. People don't even understand it. It's a spiritual concept. But it's not hard. You just have to understand it. Look, for me to enjoy life, I know that I have to sow good seed to get a good harvest. I sow love. I sow prayers. I pray for people. I intercede for people. I pray for a lot of people because I want people to pray for me. Well, if I want people to pray for me, then I got to pray for people. You understand? So I got to sow those seeds. If I want people to stand with me, I've got to stand with them. If I want people to encourage me, I've got to encourage them. See, it's a spiritual law. It's not hard, but it's just a spiritual law. But once you get in it and understand it, boy, I tell you, it makes your life, it changes your life. It'll change your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if any of you ministers have a word of the Lord, you feel free to obey the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise you for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. And Lord, if you choose to manifest your presence in some special way, we receive it in Jesus' name. But Lord, if you choose not, then we are grateful of the word of God that we heard. And we'll praise you and thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We do praise you and worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Bird, just lift your hands into the Lord and worship him within yourself. I saw the presence of the Lord come over you a while ago. Just praise him and thank him. Praise him and thank him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fill your heart up with his anointing. It gives you strength. It'll give you that spiritual energy you need. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Jesus. We praise you and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm just going to step right back here, if you would, just a minute. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sister, I'm going to lay my hands on you and pray for you. Is that fine?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba-sisa-ramo-kupo-rabba-sasa-tara. Father, in Jesus' name, I break the power of the enemy working against her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence flowing in her life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing that breaks the yoke of the enemy, Lord. Gives her the strength and the victory, Lord, she needs to do everything you've called her to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her body and her life in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let me slide. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we loose your anointing to flow in our brother. Lord, strengthen him and strengthen his life, Lord, to do the work that you've called him to do in the name of Jesus. For I would say unto thee, in me is strength, saith the Lord. In me is strength, saith the Lord. And in your spirit is me. And I say, in your spirit is me. I'm in your spirit. My strength flows out of your spirit. And I say unto thee, when you worship me, when you draw nigh to me, when you praise me, when you speak my word, I say that anointing begins to rise up, begin to rise up. Things that come against thee, saith the Lord. I say unto thee, I can defeat everything that comes against you. Things that come against thee, I say I, the Lord God, can defeat everything that comes against you. For I am the Lord God Almighty, and there is nothing that I cannot and will not do. I say, draw nigh to me, saith the Lord. And I draw nigh to you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. My strength is made strong in those that I walk and flow through, saith the Lord. And so shall my strength be upon thee and upon thy life. You're not weak, but you're strong, saith the Lord. You're not weak, but you're strong. You're strong. You're strong. You're strong, saith the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you and worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
It's all right if I pray for you with you. Let me tell you why. I saw now, if I look at you, everything looks great. And I know you love the Lord. I know you're a faith person. I know that. But I did see the anointing settle that come over you, and it was all over the top of you. He wants me to pray with you and pray for you. Because there are times we do need that anointing to help us, to help charge our spirits up and recharge, because we're always giving. We're always giving. We're fighting these spiritual battles. And God can just, he knows how to charge and recharge our batteries, and that's what he wants to do. And see, I saw a spirit working against y'all. In the spirit realm, we're going to bind it up and stop praise its work, God. Its maneuvers and operations. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the enemy working against them.
Thank you, Lord.
I command it to cease in its maneuvers
thank
and
you,
operations.
Lord.
Now, Father, in Jesus' name, may the anointing. Pick that up in the spirit realm. Start praying in
Lord
the spirit.
God,
pick it up in
truth.
The spirit realm. Rababa sibara da 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 bakubara ma lepemana sibara da 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 na ne shehyan ma shandara da lebana da da bushupuro bushise. Now, Father, strengthen them, Lord, by your strength. Let the anointing of God, Lord, just flow in them and refresh their spirits.
Thank you, Lord.
Refresh their anointings within them, Lord, and help them to win.
Lord God,
in
I praise you.
Jesus' name.
You are
thank you,
righteous
Lord.
And holy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Victory is yours in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We praise you and worship you. Now, I don't understand how a devil can get into the spirit realm and disrupt things, but they can. They can do it. And if you're not aware, now they're not always spirits attacking us, you know, not in a direct way like that. They will walk up to you and talk to you and try to get you to do things you don't want to do and all that. But there are times when the devil will really oppose himself against you, and he'll really come against you with a force, and he'll try his best to defeat you financially, or defeat your health, or defeat you in all kinds of ways, or cause strife in the household, or among your people and your loved ones. You know what I'm talking about. And see, there are times you have to break the power of the enemy that's working against you. Because if you don't, you won't win your victory. I can tell you that. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. See, if you have a sense. Now I'm going to say this. See, you don't have to see in the spirit that you can know there's something not right in the spirit realm. You just have an inward sense. Something's not right. And then if you just speak out in the name of Jesus, Satan, I bind you and I command you to go from whatever you're doing. And he'll leave. He'll leave. You see, you don't even have to see it. You can just have that little sense in your spirit, in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you. Is anybody having any kind of neck pain? Like I just saw a while ago, somebody's neck, back of their neck. I don't know where you can't bend it or whatever. You have a crick in your neck or whatever. Anybody have a neck problem? You have neck problems? You do. Well, let's get rid of that neck problem. All right. Lay your hands on them. Put it up there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for right here. Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we loose this from her neck and whatever's causing this, Lord, that we command it to go in
Jesus'
name. Now, Father, we're going to praise you for it and thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, there's somebody in here, you may be, I saw that this morning, for some reason I didn't call it out, but I saw somebody that had dealing with some kind of migraine headaches in the service this morning. You may be here tonight, because I just saw it again. Anybody here bothered with any kind of migraines? I saw somebody having, and there, is it you? Okay, well, let's pray. So you were here this morning too, right? Yeah, so I just didn't act on it for some, I got doing something else. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, whatever's causing this migraine headaches, we curse it in Jesus' name. We command it, come out of his body in the name of Jesus. Come out of his head in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever's causing this, we're going to thank you, Lord, for your healing power correcting this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the devil he ain't going to win. He can't win.
He's defeated.
He's under your feet. He can't win. You keep depositing that. Run him right off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Don't let me scare you if I come back here or anything like that. I've come back here to help you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I saw you in the spirit. Do you sleep good at night?
No.
I didn't think you did because I saw you waking up. I kept saying you wake up at night. Thank you, Lord. I do know as you get older, you know, you don't sleep like you do when you're young. But there's something to affect in your sleep because I saw it. And I'm going to pray for you, lay hands on you, and help you to get rest. But you got the peace of God anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But I just want to let you know there is something that's, you know, affecting your sleep somehow or another. And I just want to lay my hands on you and feel it in the spirit realm and make sure there ain't nothing there. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, I do see something there. I do see something there. That is affecting you a little bit, not a lot, but I see something. I saw a spirit come up talking to you about it, trying to trouble your mind, and trying to get you to take worries and cares about something. Now you may not be taking them, but I saw him come up and talk to you. If you heard something trying to come up, trying to get you to think negative, get you into negative, and get your mind on the negative realm. Because that's what it is. He's coming up. Doesn't mean you're yielding to it, but you something just a negative force trying to draw a negative picture in your mind. You see, I saw him walk up to you in the spirit, and he was trying to get a negative picture of your mind. See, what he'll try to do is try to draw a picture of something bad happening to your kids or some accident or something like that. You see, it's a spirit of fear trying to get in, even though I don't believe you're giving him place. But I just want to make you aware of that. So when you go to bed at night, just say, devil, in Jesus' name. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen because the Lord is the strength of my life. You know, just speak some good scriptures before you go to bed. Thank you, Lord. All right, and I'm going to break the force of that spirit. In Jesus' name, you devil, you, I see you. I see how you're operating against her. I bind you and I command you to go from her presence in the name of Jesus. Don't disturb her sleep anymore. Go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're going to thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. That reminds me, back a few years ago, I saw this woman in service that was actually going nuts because she couldn't sleep. You know, if you go long enough without sleep, you know, it'll affect you psychologically. And I saw in a vision, I saw this spirit, and she was giving place to it, and she was yielding to it, and it would keep her up all night long, and she couldn't get sleep. But we prayed for her, and she started going to sleep and getting rest, and that fear left, and her life straightened right on out. You know, as believers, we know to resist it. But she was a young believer and didn't know how to resist it. But the devil, he'll do all kinds of things. You know, if he can't get you in the daytime, he'll try to get you at night. I'm going to close on this. I woke up one morning. I woke up. Something woke me up. I looked, and I saw two demon spirits over my bed looking over me, and I heard them talking. I heard them in the spirit because the discerning of the spirit was operating because I was going through a spiritual battle at that time. And I heard one say, I thought he was dead. The other said, well, he must not be. His chest is moving up and down. He must be alive. See, they don't know as much as you think they do. And they were sitting there talking about how they were going to destroy me and take my life and all that. And I woke up. When I did it, they startled them. I said, no, in the name of Jesus, you are not. Get out of here. I bind you up. And they took off and ran out of the room. That happened. The devil don't like you. He hates you. People don't realize he is a living thing, and there are real demon spirits that are going around that are trying to destroy us. I'm not afraid of any of them. All right, I'm going to say this. I'm going to wait a little bit after the service. If anybody needs prayer, me and my wife will be delighted to pray for you. I'm not going to hold you any longer. We're not going to go out and rob any banks.
Well, I can sleep good at night.
We're good. But I would like to say it's been a joy to be with you.
Amen.
God
Praise
bless
God.
You.